latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines, beginning with the news that Florian Lujon has refused to put a timescale on his return from a knee injury, but says he hopes to be back training soon. Reports at the start of the week revealed the French defender has made a quicker-than-expected recovery from the cruciate knee ligament injury suffered in July. The 27-year-old has been running freely and working with the ball recently, as he seeks to play a part in Newcastle's season. Lujon could come back into contention around the turn of the year, having gone to the same surgeon who had Rolando Arons back in training 4 months after he suffered the same injury. However, when asked about a potential return, Lujon was remaining tight-lipped on a date. He said, "I'm working hard on this. I have no date to go and train with the rest of the team. I keep my cards close to my chest because one day I'm fine, by the next I'm not, but it shouldn't be too long before I'm back with the squad." Moving on, and Paul Dummett says the only cause for concern at the club is when everyone involved stops pulling in the right direction. Newcastle lost to Brighton last weekend and become only the fourth side in top flight history to lose their opening five home games. Unity was the key word last season when Rafa Benitez oversaw a similar run of poor form before leading his team to 10th, and it's the spirit that Dummett wants to see again. The Welsh international said, "At any point of the season when we're near the bottom of the league, you need everyone pulling in the right direction. We all need the fans, staff and players working in the right direction to make sure we get the results we need." Finally today, and it's being reported that Arsenal and Fulham are keeping a close eye on Newcastle goalkeeper Freddie Woodman. Newcastle rejected loan offers from Charlton and Oxford for Woodman in the summer, meaning he's currently playing reserve team football. The goalkeeper has a contract until 2020 with Newcastle, but there is talk that he could be on the move, with Fulham and Arsenal keen to take a chance on him.